Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoshite, and today I'm at Old Oaks Winery, just south of Milan, right on 67. And joining me is Chris Larson, one of the owners, who, along with his father, Chris Larson Sr., and Seth Desert, started this business back in December of 2013. And you're thinking Old Oaks? Yes, it is the former Old Oaks Steakhouse location. So first off, Chris, back in December of 2013, it's when it all started.
Yeah, correct. So back in 2013, I was just moving back from school in California, and we ended up purchasing the building and the property, and that's kind of when this whole venture just took off.
And you and your father especially had grown very fond of Napa, California. You were going to college out in California, and whenever he visited or the family took a vacation, so to speak, Napa is where you always ended up.
Right. So yeah, Napa was kind of the building block and the idea behind the whole concept and trying to bring a little bit of the Napa back to the Midwest. We fell in love with it, and we like all of the aspects of it, the food, the culture, the atmosphere, and just trying to bring that back to the Midwest was something that was one of our main goals.
And then in 2014, that spring, you planted your first vines here, so people are going to actually see a vineyard. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we grow all French hybrid vines here, so they are able to withstand the cold hardiness. Most of them are able to withstand negative 25 to negative 35 in the lovely Midwest. But yeah, we hand planted 3,200 vines. It took us almost a month, and we hand planted them with kind of love and care and let them kind of grow and take off and do their things while we were renovating the building.
And now they've come to fruition, so to speak.
Correct. Yeah, so now they're giving us full crops. We're using some of them in our blending processes as well, and we're also using some for jellies and jams.
So you get the vines planted, and now you have to turn your attention to the former Old Oaks Steakhouse building. Tell us about that process.
Yeah, so we knew getting the vines in the ground was one of our main goals, because we knew those were going to take some time to grow and get them to where we needed them to be. So the building we knew was going to be a long kind of thought out process with the renovation. It's a big building. It's old. It had a lot of upkeep that needed, and kind of just even as far as plan and flow, trying to figure out how we were going to utilize some of these spaces and some of these rooms so that it could be best for our needs.
Tell people what they're going to find here in the building. Of course, the main thing is when you walk in the door, there's the tasting room.
Right when you open the front door, you're going to be in our tasting room, and that's where we're going to have all of our wines featured. So you can come out, you can have a wine tasting, you can decide which wine you like, whether you like the sweet white wines or maybe the dry reds. You can kind of get a little bit of taste of all those wines, and you can buy glasses there, bottles for purchase, before moving on and checking out the rest of the property.
And to go with the wine are the charcuterie boxes, which I have already enjoyed. Very delicious.
Yes. So we have three different charcuterie boxes we're doing. We have kind of the classic meat and cheese. We have a veggie box, which is features hummus and some ranch dips as well. And we're also doing a dessert charcuterie box as well.
And just in case you're bringing someone who's not a big wine fan, there's some options for them too.
Yeah, so we cater to those people too. We have lots of craft beer on site. We have domestic beer, and we also have the vodkas, whiskeys, bourbons, all of those other liquors. So it's not quite a full bar, but we should have everything to kind of appease all the palates.
Now, you also have the very large banquet room. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're calling it our main dining room. We have a banquet space for up to 200 people. So we feature a lot of our larger events. We've done corporate events, but kind of our main bread and butter right now with what we're getting into is the weddings.
And then you have, where we're sitting right now, a smaller banquet room.
Yeah, we have a private dining room. It kind of has some old world charm to it. We have a 1920s key slot holder from the old Jumers Hotel in Davenport. But yeah, just a private room for 30 guests. So some of those smaller parties have a nice event space that call their own.
And then, of course, one of my favorite rooms is the barrel room, where you can actually see the barreled wine. And that is a special event type place.
Yeah, we have a room. We call it the barrel room. It's for 50 people. We have about 100 barrels that all came from Napa in there. So we just thought no better room than to call it the barrel room.
And then, of course, I think the highlight of the place, too, is when the weather gets better, you have a back patio that's just, I think that's what sets this place apart.
Yeah, and that was one of the main selling points with the building was the property. It had this great 3.5 acre side yard that we just knew we had to feature. So we completely renovated it with a brand new patio. We have a new music spot. or as the weather gets a little bit nicer, it's going to be one of those things that we want you to come out, enjoy a glass of wine, enjoy the outdoors, and just be out here and enjoy the landscape.
So when what are the hours of the tasting room?
We're open from 12 to 7 on Friday and Saturday, and on Sundays we're open from 12 to 5.
And besides taking a look at things on WRMJ's website or our Facebook page, they can also go right to your website as well.
Yeah, you can find us on Google if we're at www.oldoakswinery.com.
Well, Chris, I'll tell you what, I've been fired up about trying to do this interview for a long time. I think you've got something, as you said, unique to the Quad Cities. There's nothing else like it, and I hope a lot of people can experience it soon.
Yeah, we're looking forward to kind of a brand new year and getting it'll be our first full year open, and we love just seeing all of the events and kind of we feel like we're celebrating these events with these people. So there's no better spot for us, and we're glad we could bring something like this that we feel like was kind of missing in the Quad City area.
Well, that, folks, once again, you'll definitely have to check this out. I want to thank Chris Larson, who is one of the owners of the Old Oaks Winery. Once again, located right on Route 67. You can't miss it. It's, as I said, the former Old Oaks Steakhouse location, and they have something special going on here. And I hope you'll be able to stop in here in 2023. And I want to thank Chris for joining us on the Business Spotlight.